We've been discussing how your congregation, if you're involved in one, can be an environment of acceptance for veterans and their families. Did you know that veterans are 5 times more likely to seek help from their clergy than every VA service combined? And that your congregation could help promote awareness of the needs of those sacrificing their time and effort to support our country. As we're going to attempt to explain to clergy and to congregations out there listening, from the clergy point of view, why they should implement a veteran-friendly congregation. You never know who you have in your congregation. A veteran, there's lots of them out there, but you don't know what his personal experiences are and how that has affected him, and that he may have a desire or a need to talk. We were discussing out here, how do we find them? And we discussed that they're not hiding, but they may feel isolation. Isolation is part of post-traumatic stress disorder and TBI also, which is traumatic brain injury. But there's more to it. We're here today to help dispel the fear of engaging this fear in the congregation. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. It's addressing the needs of these families when war comes home.